Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, let me commend you for the way you are conducting this preparatory committee meeting. My delegation was not planning to take floor in this debate, but as we found the discussion yesterday and also today very encouraging, we decided otherwise. The debate has indeed been active, to the point, and engaging. Of course, we always have some exceptions to this. There has been a lot of convergence on important issues. A majority of states' parties has voiced similar points and proposals. It is too early to speak about consensus, but to me, this debate shows that it's possible to come to an agreement on ways to further strengthen the review process in the review conference in 2026, if not already next year. A majority of the delegations have mentioned the need for increased transparency and enhanced accountability in the review. These views have been combined with proposals on interactive discussions or peer reviews based on national implementation reports by the nuclear weapon states. There was also concern that similar demands for transparency cannot be imposed on all nuclear weapon states, as this would not take into account differences in nuclear policy and the security environment. Notwithstanding whether one accepts this argument, it would be logical to address issues concerning nuclear policy, security environment, and even threat perceptions in the interactive discussions concerning national implementation reports. Many delegations mentioned also that other key topical matters could be and should be addressed in possible interactive discussions. When we were discussing these matters last year in Vienna, there was a concern whether the agenda of the review process would allow for additional items like interactive discussions. We are now well ahead of our schedule in this meeting, and as I have understood, with no further sessions today or tomorrow. This is because your excellent leadership and delegations adhering to agreed time limits and that we proceed with the rolling agenda. This shows that it's possible to introduce interactive discussions to the agenda without limiting unduly delegations' ability to make national statements. For us, this is an added incentive to agree on measures to further strengthen the review process. The sooner, the better, but not later than in 2026. Thank you very much.